Yes, I have to say, and I promised the organizers, that they asked the Finnish company to come here and also have a saying on this conference. And they were invited, but they thanked no. So that's, it's not because the organizers didn't want them here. It's because they didn't want to be here, and the organizers were really sad about it.
So, well, here I'm again. I seem to be the cheerleader in the morning and in the evening. I'm sorry that in the morning I had no slides and you had daylight and I was embarrassed. So now I have slides, you have no daylight, and now I'm embarrassed. But we go through it. And the first slides, actually, I may skip very, very briefly because I thought I put TVO in a context, but Anthony has done it so brilliantly. So just a second, I try because I'm still a slight ignorant. Yeah, that is interesting that I know. Is it going that slow the whole time? Oh, okay. Is that the first one? Yeah. So this is what we all heard today, that up to now, up to Finland, let's say, there was no development for new nuclear in Europe. And then I think that comes from another slides I have, set of slides, came a major lobbying steps during the last years. I think it started probably some years after Chernobyl that they joined forces. And I have another series of slides where I looked into the industry, and I would have loved to tell something about the European Nuclear Society and their projects and how much money they have, but that's another issue. So when we go to Anthony has made it clear that I always like the statement from The Economist that the more than half of the subsidies in real terms ever lavished on energy have gone to the nuclear energy industry. And then come interesting examples. I don't go through them now. You keep the slides and can read through them. Also, the question of a good comparison between when you take really an uptake of new energy technology and you look at that, how much money they get, let's say, in the first 10 years, and how much response that per kilowatt hour produced then really. Which first 10 years is a good thing. I think then technology should be ready, more or less. Nuclear is still training, it's another question. But you see here, these are figures from the US, how much the difference is per kilowatt hour, and it's 40-fold between, for example, wind and nuclear. This I skip because Anthony has made that much better. Reserve fund and shopping spree, very, very short. There you can have some more details. What it means, for example, when you have 30 billion euro in the hands of four major utilities in Europe, you can do a lot of with that, and you do not do good with it. I mean, it was a shopping spree, it's going on. They did not only buy in energy, they bought companies where we then also pay for the refurbishment of the nuclear power plants in Eastern Europe. So it is just a joke. The European Commission, in my view, happily continues to discriminate. Anthony has made that clear with a good comparison and brilliant of where the money went. We have one open subsidy case before the European Court. Before I come to TVO very briefly, it is an important case in my view. I represent that all in all since, I would say, it's between since 2002 before the European Court, and before that I had the complaint procedure, which also took more than 2 years, so I think the case and I will grow all together. But apparently there is now the court decision to be envisaged by the court first instance end of the year. We had the public hearing or the oral hearing in March. And this is exactly about the question why reserve funds are mostly untaxed and in the hands of the nuclear, and why that does not constitute state aid. The other case we just started in view of time, the Commission sits on respective cases when it is against the traditional energy sector, is the TVO complaint, which I filed on behalf of EREF in December of last year. I must go, yeah. These maybe are the major contents, and I go through them a bit in more detail. Some of the, we worked hard, my young colleagues and I and other people who, especially from Finland, also from Sweden, to give information. And it was like, it was more like an investigation, and we were quite set up that, upset that, that we had to do all the work, and I'm more upset when I see what the Commission did with our work. The major content of the complaint, one part is indeed the question of state aid. There has been a syndicated loan given under one of the leading banks, I have to say now, is the Bayerische Landesbank, to TVO at that amount of billions, to an interest of 2.6%. I can say that now openly because that interest height was confirmed by the European Commission during a meeting 2 weeks ago. All in all, there were state export guarantees over 720 million euro from Sweden and France. I come back to that. I also see the danger of violation of by TVO of procurement rules for the energy sector, and certainly danger for predatory pricing. The TVO cannot go or did not work without all these support mechanisms, and we will see if it will be the court at the end who has to decide if it is state aid or if it's not just in generous support. But it doesn't matter much in our discussion with the public. Fact is that the deal has received enormous amount of money, which comparable power stations also in the combined heat and power, for example, with the gas could not dream of within Europe. The new plant is welcomed by many, including the European Commission, for market-oriented non-subsidy approach, and that is fake. As I say, big spenders were the Swedish government, was COFAS, and again this loan scheme. When you assess the different support schemes, there are several types of advantages, and I go through them now in detail. 2.6% interest will never allow a normal, adequate return of investment in a market where the average rate is much higher. Unprofitable transaction, which a normal commercial bank as investor would not have made alone or without specific guarantees or pressure. Especially TVO has poor credit rating, which would obligatorily lead to an increased interest rate needs, also in view of bail obligation coming. For comparison with this 2.6% loan to TVO, a two-year loan for the German Republic, and Germany is still rated AAA+, amounted for 2.57%. The selected MFI interest rate on loans to non-financial corporation over 1 million with an initial rate over 5 years has been, at least in that time, which we could get from the central bank, 4.3%. Two major guarantees helped to strike the deal. The Swedish state, and that is something I'm really a little bit disappointed in my perception of Sweden, I have to say, if not, I like that country very much. They have not even talked about to the public because before we found that out, that they had contributed a large bank loan share within the syndicated loan from Nordea, in which the bank, in which the state is a large owner. That's a bit garbled text there. And then 100% owned Swedish state export credit insurer SEK gave, according to the government, from its private business part, but that was not clearly underlined, and it's still under investigation, and without any element of state aid, according to the government, a credit of 100 million euro to TVO. The credit is part of a package of offers for the finances of the Finland's fifth nuclear reactor. All this is a quote from the answer of the Ministry for Foreign Affairs to a question which came up after we had filed the complaint from a member of the Swedish Parliament. The French export agency COFAS and Areva, they are friends in need. Areva is a public French company, and COFAS acted in this deal for the French budget from public funds. This is undisputed by the European Commission. Guarantee has been granted in the second trimester of 2004 for the contract signed between Areva and TVO in the amount of 610 million euro. It's the second highest ever reported. L'assurance Crédit Export ensures the exporters and banks against the risks of non-payment due to commercial or political reasons under such contracts which are not insurable on the private market. It focuses on the contracts for equipment and infrastructure for development countries. This is not something I am inventing, it is coming from COFAS. This state guarantee for Areva is the only one granted, to our view, after our investigation, for an energy project located in the European Union. Normally, the Commission plays tough on intra-community state guarantees, but here, already in 1977, the Commission made it undoubtedly clear that export aid and intra-community trade cannot qualify for derogation, whatever their intensity, form, ground or purpose. This has since been common ruling, as outlined especially in a specific communication of the European Commission. I come to another point in my complaint, and that is the question if there is not something bizarre on how much the companies only want for their little installation. It's a fixed price contract, and Standard & Poor's rating states already the price of 3.2 billion euro, according to the 2003 figures. Framatome's CEO, Ralf Guldner, admitted that the situation is troublesome for his company given the rising prices of raw materials. The issues of a fixed price is causing problems within the industry itself. German utilities have told Electricité de France that its asking price for a share in an EPR to be built in France is too high. They calculated that the EDF's asking price represents cost per installed megawatt of about 25% higher than the price charged to TVO for building Olkiluoto 3. Westinghouse, at that time still existing, had turned down the TVO deal on the grounds that it said, "We have decided not to make offer for the reason that it is not possible to recover the initial cost of the project if we are only to build one reactor." And then they come to the position that at least there must be a series of similar reactors to bring the price down. But as I said, Finland is heading for the next, and apparently France is going to help in that matter. This is a very technical thing, and I leave it to your, I will not go through all of that, but we have public procurement directives. TVO is not a public company. But partners of TVO are is also majority partner in the Finnish transmission company, and therefore I'm of the opinion that the whole deal would have had been organized according to the EC directive on procurement in the telecommunication and energy sector, and there we have an interesting chapter in that directive, which asks the company who invites for a bid, and if it sees that the price is extremely low, if it can read newspaper and had Westinghouse comments, that they would have been normally obliged to ask if there's state aid involved and if there was something notified to the European Commission. So if the bidder had made it his act clear, and this had certainly not happened, and therefore we will see. What will happen to the... Yeah, this is what I just said. I'm still a bit lousy with this slide. This is very... What happened when I came to the Commission was a big surprise in that respect, that I thought they would at least pretend to make an effort. DG Competition, I went to see, will close the file on saying that all they do not see any obstacle concerning state aid. I think these are all normal guarantees, might be given also intra-community. They do not look at the whole set of consequences together, but they go step by step as if each deal is linked to another reactor. I will certainly not accept that view, because we have a lot of court legislation and where we can see that you have to look also at the consequence of the matter. The thing how they say it's not state aid concerning the loan was something I had a junior lawyer with me, and I must say I was embarrassed really, because there was sitting the Finnish head of unit and two French case handlers who are responsible for evaluating the case, which is something of a hygienic violation of hygiene in administrative matters, and having been an administrative lawyer before, I found that interesting. I wait that a judge can now divorce a friend. I mean, it's interesting. The other thing is that they said, well, you know, maybe you know we have the private investor test. That means if a private bank would do the deal, and you see it's a consortium, yes, Bayerische Landesbank as public bank has between 15% and 20%, but only 15% and 20%. There are 12 other banks, and on there, and we have to tell you that since the 12 other banks, most of them are private banks, do the deal, the private investor test is clear. And then the head of unit told me, and I thought I'm here in a cabaret. He said, "Well, if I would have a share in these banks, I would wonder why they do such a bad deal." But anyway, it is in German. We have an author who once said, I shouldn't translate it, but I can tell it. So it must be right when millions of flies cannot, to eat what is left over. So this is something so absurd, also in legal terms, that I love to challenge that before the court. But even if we, for me, the most important thing is that we talk about the case, that we talk about what arrangement has been done. It is a cleverly made deal, and I also know for sure that this whole thing was knitted under the leadership of a major law firm. So it is well done, I can say that. It is well done, certainly when you do not want to look into details. And when you do not want to have a high standard of competition protection. So the case is by far not over. The interesting thing is that when I ask, because there are several director generals who would be responsible for evaluation the other non-state aid questions, and there I was in for a surprise, because the three gentlemen from the commission pretended not to have known that there were other complaint points, but it's just in the same complaint, and the first pages made it also very clear. Then I had to investigate whoever had that file in its hand in the commission, and I found out that maybe DG Tran had a look at it, but had closed it in January without informing us, which is very interesting when you have a formal complaint. So there's still some room for maneuver. I would certainly invite other member states to ask interesting questions on that complaint, because the commission is ready to close the file without the next step of a possible informal procedure, meaning making it public, saying we have some doubts, at least we need more information, we don't get enough, or we are not satisfied. The Commission could also look into the whole OECD rules for state guarantees and the European directive a bit closer related to that, and really give an evaluation by a financing expert in this interaction. In this respect, my client RF will certainly ask a prestigious financing institute to help us once we get all our answers from the Commission, and we will go to the European Court first instance. It was too long. I'm sorry.
Thank you very much for giving us a look into all the tricks that are made in this terrible case. Please stay.
I'm sorry, I think I'm tired.
You look tired, yeah. I think we're all tired now, and you're
tired. No, but don't worry, it was just
I think I'll give the possibility just to ask one or two questions.
Just a short question. what could the motivation be for this
bio? You have to talk very loud, because this is making a terrible lot of noise.
I'll start again. Just a short question on the motivation of this bank, the Bayerische Landesbank. Why are they involved?
Yeah, Bayern is in southern Germany, and Siemens is in southern Germany, and Siemens is one of the main suppliers. And in the beginning, it was even that also Siemens had asked the Deutsche Hermes, the German credit assurance company, to insure the deal. And there has been had been a pre-evaluation by the German export credit agency saying, yes, we will insure the deal. And then they found out that we were just phasing out of nuclear and that it may not be adequate. And this finding out was certainly pushed for by the non-nucleus in the European, in the German and in the Bavarian parliament. So Siemens is, and the Bayerische Landesbank have a very close link, if you want. And they are also Siemens has given a loan. Also, there are also loans from these companies involved, which I may have mentioned. I don't know how much loan one can get on a project, but it's certainly a lot.
Yeah. Thank you, Dorte, very much for explaining this. We in Finland know your case, and we have tried to support it as much as we can. You were asking that maybe somebody could, of the EU member states, could take up questions for the Commission. And I think Sweden, who has given this loan, is one of those countries who really could do still something for this case, and also France. We in Finland, who know that this is the fifth nuclear power reactor, isn't the last one. So we really need your support from the international field, because there is a very, very strong discussion going on for the sixth nuclear power plant. And we do not know with which money and who. I mean, it's not TBO, it's the other company, Fortum in Loviisa, who probably is the one that is going to build that one. And you were then also mentioning the companies that are involved in TBO, mostly of them are not private. I mean, they are owned by the counties, by the cities, they are small energy companies. So it's also public money that from Finland is going to this nuclear reactor.
Yeah, that's, I mean, in principle, I think it's even a sad story, because normally the structure of TVO is a very, it's at least apart, you may say, from pulp and paper industry, the driving force. There's a lot of local authorities involved in that company, which in itself is not a bad idea in a not so densely populated area. So it's very unfortunate that Finland was picked to be the scapegoat.
Yes, I just follow up with the previous question. This pretty high share of the loan, if I understood right, it was only 15% of this combined loan, which was actually directly from the Bayerische Landesbank, and the rest was from some private banks. Maybe you're not the right one to ask, but maybe you have an idea why these banks go into such apparently bad deal.
If I would know more, I would be a bit more happy. Many of these banks are Swedish banks, so there may be some interlinkage with governmental interest, and you send those banks with whom your major industry cooperates, and they may be ready to do this deal in order to sustain a good profitability for other loans they've given to that company. But this is all things, I think, where the Commission should do her homework. It's I can only guess why a company does a bad deal. But if you look at the jurisdiction also on the international level, there are so many, there are on the WTO panel, but also in our legal jurisdiction, you have so much court case or case law on the definition when there is an influence. And I think to say only, first of all, the private investor test is a test that is not in the treaty, that it's the only way to examine a deal where banks are involved. So to stop short and to say, well, 12 private, that's okay, and overlooking the fact of such a small or non-margin in that deal is a bit too much. And I also learned, but have no more information, that the deal is already restructured again and that it is still cheaper. The Commission told me that they have information 2.6% and that it's not a fixed price deal, but it would be a deal which could be adjusted. And that's also one of the things where the Commission says, well, at one point it may be 7%, but I don't have details, because normally also when you have a floating rate with such industry investment, you have caps. But again, when we go to court, we go through the whole thing also with a finance specialist, which costs a lot of money, but should be done.